Okay, so Shalom Aleichem and Mitzvah Hashem. Today we'll be analyzing a sugya, a very big sugya, of Almanas LeKabel Pras. Is it, how should a person be Ovid Hashem? What is the nature of Avodah Almanas LeKabel Pras and Avodah Shalom Almanas LeKabel Pras? The sugya starts in Yaneinu, in the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, on the source sheet, it's number one. And it says like this, Darash Rabbi Smalai, Mipnei ma nisava Moshe Rabbeinu likanes l'Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to come to Eretz Yisrael? B'shilecho mipriya otzarech, alispoa mituba otzarech, did he need the fruit of the land? Elakach amar Moshe, harbe mitzvahs nitzavi Yisrael, vein meskaimen ela b'Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs that only can be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs atulis b'aretz. Ekanes ani la'aretz kedei shiiskaimu kulam al yadi. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kluma ta mevakesh ela lekabel sachar. What is the reason that you want to be mekayim the mitzvahs? What is the reason you want to get into Eretz Yisrael to do these mitzvahs? Isn't it only to do sachar? Is that the reason? Okay. Ma'ale ani alecha ki'ilu asisam. I will consider it as if you have fulfilled those mitzvahs. Even without doing them, you will get the sachar. Shenemar, pasuk in Yeshaya, l'chein achalik loy barabim, v'satzumim yichalik shalal, tachas asher hera l'amadis nafshe, v'espoishim nimra, v'uchit rabim nasa, v'laposhim yefkiya. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, consoles him, says, don't worry about the fact that you're not actually doing physically the mitzvahs, because since your only purpose is to get sachar, okay, I'll give you the sachar anyway. Now, this would seem to be a very, very difficult Gemara, because we have a Mishnah of Ephoreshes. Everyone knows this Mishnah, the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Says there like this, source number two, Antignos ishsocho kibul mishim min atzadeh, kua ya'omer, alfiu kavadim ha'misham shim asarav al-menas l'kabel pras, elavu kavadim ha'misham shim asarav shalom menas l'kabel pras, yimor shemayim aleichem. So Antignos says the proper way for a person to be Ovid Hashem is not in order to get a pras, but rather, even without getting a pras. So how does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu, who's obviously as L'Shem Shamayim as could be, that your only purpose is in order to get the Sachar? That would sound like this is Almanas L'Kabel Pras. So the Marsha on the spot asks it, Marsha source number three. He asks this very question. And he says an intriguing answer. V'yesh lomar dehaynu b'mitzvah sh'nischayv b'kvar. When is it that you're supposed to be ovid shalom menas l'kabel pras, and that avodah al menas l'kabel pras is a negative thing? Only in the mitzvah that you're already commanded, that you already have. Abel hacha shadayin lo bal eretz Yisrael sh'sham chiyuva b'kadosh baruch hu lo ratza sh'yechayv b'hu. Shaper Matzi Levakish Mishum Kibul Schar and Tadok. Says the Marsha, I have an answer. The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu was not yet commanded in these mitzvahs of Luis Ba'aretz. So when do I say there's a problem, there's an issue of Almanas L'Kabel Pras? That's if I have already a mitzvah. So I say, okay, don't do it Almanas L'Kabel Pras. But if I don't have the mitzvah, it's okay, it's perfectly legitimate if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the mitzvahs in order to get a pras, in order to get a sachar. Very, very interesting. And the question is, what is the understanding, what is the svara, what's the reasoning behind this chiluk that Marsha says? So, in order to understand the sugya, let's first take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Yud, very, very famous Rambam. Source number four, and he says like this. First, the Rambam defines for us, what does it mean to be Oved Shalom and Asal Kabel Pras? Or maybe even more important to define, what is the when we talk about the problem of Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, in what way is that problem? So he says like this, Halacha Aleph. Al Yomar Adam Arein Yoseh Mitzvah Satoira Va'isik B'chachmasa Kedei Sha'Kabel Kol HaBrachas Aksubaspa. You shouldn't say, I'm doing the mitzvahs in order to get the bracha success in the Torah, which are all in Olam Hazeh. O kedei she'eskel chayi Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, that's also not good. That's also not the proper way to say, I want to get Olam Haba. Vechrish min averos, shizir ator, men kadesha nutzel min aklolo saksubas patar kadesha loy karas mechay Olam Haba. And it's also not the top level if I prevent myself from doing an avera because I want to save myself from the klolos in Olam Hazeh or in Olam Haba. That's also not the ultimate. That's not called serving Hashem Ava. That's serving Hashem Yira. So if I'm doing it in order to get Olam Haba, that is considered that I'm Oved Miyira. Because if I'd be Oved Me'ava, I would not do it even for Olam Haba, not just for Olam Hazeh, not even for Olam Haba. Now, the first part I think that should be to analyze the Shita Sarambam. I just want to point out now that later, I think we will see that this Rambam is not agreed upon according to all opinions, and there are Cholkim. But let's first analyze the Rambam. So the Rambam says, you're not supposed to be Oved Hashem from Yira, it's a lower level to do it Miyira, which means even to be Zeich L'chayilam Haba. Okay. Why should you be Oved Hashem? So let's go to Halacha Beis. Ha'oved me'ava oisik b'ter v'mitzvos v'holuch b'nesiv v'sachachma lo mipnei davar sh'ba'ilam. Nothing in the world is causing me to do ter mitzvos. Lo mipnei yirasara v'lo yikadei lirash ha'tova. Ella, a very interesting phrase. Ose ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. You do the emes because it's emes. You do the emes because it's emes. Why are you doing? Why are you learning Torah? Why are you doing mitzvahs? Ose ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. V'seif ha'teva lovei biglala. And the good will eventually come. Mr. Shamsun will go back to analyzing this. Before we do this, I want to just continue another little bit because there seems to be a problem when we keep reading. It says like this, not even every chacham is zocha to get to this tremendous mila of oisa emes v'peishu emes. The milas Avram Avinu shekra kodesh baruch hu oyavai lafisha lo avad ela me'ava. Avram Avinu was one of the unique individuals in world history. He was oved me'ava. From Oyavi, via Milo Shetivanu Bakar Shparto with the Moshe Shemar, Vafta Sashem Lekech, Svanshi Avadam Sashem Avaruya, Yad Yasakola Mitzvah Me'ava. Now, first question, it would seem to be a stira between Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam told us that Ha'oved Miyira is not malas and avim or chachamim. Vein oivdim Hashem al derech zel ami ha'aretz v'anashim v'aktanim. This for maratzim, this is for women, this is for ktanim. This is a beginner's level. This is really a very, very basic level. That's the ones that are oivet miyira, actually tirbedata and v'yavdu me'ava. And even them, when it's tirbedata and when they'll grow a little bit, when they'll grow out of their beginning stages and baby steps and getting into avodas Hashem, then they're going to be Oved Me'ava. So it would seem that it's certainly to be expected of an average standard Talmud Chacham that he should be Oved Me'ava. Yet, in the very next If and Sif base, the Rambam says, Oved Me'ava, he explains what Oved Me'ava is, and then he says, Malazui, Malagdela Ma'id, Vein Kol Chacham Zochala, V'malas Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, unique individual, He was Eved Me'ava. Not everyone is Zeicha Me'ava. Not even every Chacham is Zeicha Me'ava. And here it seems to be Mamash Astir between Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. Who is the type of person that would be Eved Me'ava? In Halacha Beis he says, Avram Avinu. Not every Chacham is Zeicha. In Halacha Aleph he says, everyone except Nashim Uktanim, Mamash, the beginners, once they get past that hurdle, they'll also be Eved Me'ava. It's Mamash Astira. Mamash Astira, difficult question. Haven't seen anyone ask this. I want to suggest an answer, although I'm not 100% happy with it, but needs a pshat. So we're going to go to the in Halacha Hey in the same perek in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Yud, and the Rambam says there like this. It talks about serving of Hashem Lishma. If you're learning Torah to get sechar or to be saved from poronos, I raise osik shalol l'shma. V'chol osik ba'lo l'yir v'lo l'kabel sechar nifei avos adon kolad shetziva ba, hare ze osik ba'lo l'shma. So the criteria we gave before, that there's oivit me'yir and oivit me'ava, says the Rambam, we have another definition for it, that's shalol l'shma and l'shma, respectively. And Amu Chacham and Loim Yasek Adam Mitav Shpilu Shalolishma Shemitov Shalolishma Balishma. And we're noticed Mitov Shalolishma Balishma Lefikach Shemelamdim Esaktanim Vesanashim Uklali Klala Meya Aretz Ein Melamdim Osam Elolavad Miyira Ukedei Lekavel Sachar. We do start people off with Shalolishma Mitov Shalolishma. We start them off with Aveda Miyira. Actually, Tirpid Datam. Until they grow, megalim lahem rozem ma'at ma'at u'margil moysel l'nizeh b'nachas ashi yasiku ve'yida'u ve'yabu ma'ava. So we teach when we see that those beginners have come to a certain mental capacity that they're able to understand what it is we're telling them, we tell them this roz, this sod, this pnimius, ma'at ma'at, until there'll be Oivet Me'ava. So, what we see from this Rambam is that it's not clear-cut, it's not black and white, that either you're Oivet Me'ira or you're Oivet Me'ava, either you're Oivet Shaloi Lishma or you're Oivet Lishma, but rather, there are stages. There's growth. Magalim Lam Raza Me'at Me'at Margilim Mosam Linyan Zabinachas. They'll grow until they get to the level of Ava. So, based on this, I can suggest an answer to the apparent stira between Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, and say that Amaya Aretz Anashim Ktanim Shemchan Chinoisim Lavad Miyira means that's starters. Starters is Shaloi Lishma. Starters is Miyira. Starters is in order to get the Schar and Eilam Hazar, Eilam Hava. Much like the three-year-old that you take the cheder and let him lick the honey off the page that says Aleph Beis on it. Then in Halacha Beis, he's talking about Avodah Me'ava, he's talking about the top level of Avodah Me'ava. And that's for Avraham Avinu. That's for Enkel Chacham Zochala. But everyone else has a kind of a gray area in between the black and the white. Some are closer to the black, some are closer to the white, but that's kind of the gray area that's somewhere in between Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. That's Miyashiv the Stira. Frankly, I'm not 100% happy with this Yishuv, because, let's say, in the end of Halacha Hey, he talks about that we teach the Nashim Benachas Adshi Yasigu V'yeda'u V'yavdu Me'ava, which indicates that at the end of the process, even the Nashim and Amaya Aretz will get to the level of being Oved Me'ava. So, how does that fit in with what he said in Halacha Beis, that only that it's the Ein Kol Chacham Zochela, unless you say that it means there'll be Oved Me'ava, but not totally Me'ava. Okay, I don't know. I'm leaving it a little bit open. I think that's the answer, although it's not hermetically sealed in a wonderful way, but that would seem to be the direction of answering the apparent steer between Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. Okay, so now we figured out so far who is this that's going to be Oved Me'ava and learning Torah Lishma. Now, what is Lishma and what is Ava? So going back to the Rambam and Halacha Beis, to that difficult phrase that needs an understanding, Ela Oise Ha'emes Mipnei Shehu Emes. Oise Ha'emes Mipnei Shehu Emes. What does that mean? What kind of a reason is this, Mipnei Shehu Emes? Nira li shadvarim matim le divrei ha-maharal. I think this would be explained the way the Maharal miPrag explains what the mitzvah of Avos Hashem is. The Maharal is in the Siva Soilam, the Siv Avos Hashem Perek Aleph. And it's source number 5 here. Even after Dvarev, Tzarech Pirush LePerusho, and therefore what I'm saying is my understanding of Maharal, but please look at it yourself and look into it. But let me tell you what the Maharal says. The Maharal says like this. He says, what's the meaning of Avos Hashem? He brings a Gemara, everyone knows, by Rabbi Akiva and Brachas Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was being taken out by the Romans to be killed. They were combing his flesh with metal to make it hurt. Said Rabbi Akiva, we can't understand how could you do it even this far? My whole life I was seeking to fulfill the mitzvah of Bechol Nafshecha. Now that I have the chance, I shouldn't do it. And he prolonged the word Echad until his neshama left his body by the word Echad. And now listen to the Maharal's question. Amazing. I think I could have learned this Gemara 1,000 times and never asked this question. Simple question that a Ben Chamish Lamikra would ask. If Rabbi Akiva spent his whole life yearning to fulfill the mitzvah of Bechol Nafshecha, so why did he prolong the word Echad until he died by the word Echad? He should have said another 5 words. It would have been appropriate had he died by the words Bechol Nafshecha. That's where he was focusing his whole life. And instead of that, he prolonged the word Echad, and his neshama left by the word Echad. Why didn't he continue to say Bechol Nafshecha? What a kasha. Explains the Maharal. I think we need to tie in another Maharal, just Lashlamas Hesber. The Maharal in Drush L'Shabbos HaGadol explains, what does it mean that we say about Hashem, Hashem will keep Hashemayim ma'al v'latz mitachas ein od? What does it mean ein od? There isn't another what? Simply you would understand there isn't another God. Says the Maharal, that's not pshat, but rather ein od means nothing else exists. Nothing else exists. The purpose of everything is Hashem. Hakol shav elav yisparach. He is the goal, the purpose, the end towards which everything is funneled, the ultimate goal of everything. And the whole world is there just for his benefit, for his purpose. Like the Mishnah says, the Brice at the end of Perkei Avos, he doesn't bring this, but it's obvious. Kol ma shebar kadosh baruch hu b'olamai, lo yibrei elo l'chvaydai. Shenemar kol ha-nikra b'shmiv l'chvaydi brasiv yitzarte b'afasisiv. Everything is created on behalf of Hashem. That's what it means, ein od. That's also what it means, Hashem Echad. When we say Hashem Echad, He is one. He is one doesn't mean He is one God, and there's no other God. He is one means He is everything. Ein Oid Mulvadei, nothing else exists. Not that this world is a mirage, but it means nothing has its independent existence. Everything is here for Him and on His behalf. That's what the Maharal says, the answer to what happened by Rabbi Akiva. Ki ha'ava sheyesh la'adam el Hashem b'masha adam mitzad atzmai ein adavar. I'm nothing on my own. Rak min Hashem yitzbarach ba'adam ve'eilo va'adam shav. I'm from Him. I came from Him and I'm, my goal is back towards Him. So everything is Him. Ki hakol shav eilo v'yitzbarach. Ve'ein davar zulaso rak Hashem yitzbarach ve'hu echad ve'ein zulaso. He is one, there's nothing else. There's nothing else that has an independent existence. So how does that answer what happened by Rabbi Akiva Pashat. Because what the Pasuk is saying says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'avta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. Like everyone knows, the Baruch Hashem B'chus is not in the Torah. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad means there's nothing else in the world. Therefore, V'avta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. The Avos Hashem comes because of the realization that Hashem Echad. Because of the realization that nothing else exists. So when Rabbi Akiva was yearning his whole life to be fulfilling the B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Nafshecha means that to realize, even the Mesiris Nefesh, to realize the Achdus of Hashem. To realize Hashem Echad, to realize I'm nothing and there's nothing in the world other than Hashem. So that's why when he was Marich Be'echad, it was a fulfillment of B'chol Nafshecha. Another raya the Maharal brings. Fascinating raya. Simple raya. The Gemara says that when a person goes to sleep, he should say Kriya Shema Lamita, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But a Talmud Chacham doesn't need to. Because, Rashi says, he's involved in his learning. Says the Gemara, but at least he needs to say a pasuk, B'yadcha afkidruchi. B'yadcha afkidruchi. Question, Maral. Well, one second, but a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say B'yadcha afkidruchi. Where did he fulfill saying that? Like, the person who's not a Talmud Chacham says B'yadcha afkidruchi, and what about the Talmud Chacham? Let me say it again. The Talmud Chacham says B'yadcha afkidruchi, and the person who's not a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't. He just says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What happened to the saying of B'yadcha afkidruchi? The Talmud Chacham didn't say that. What's going on? Teretz is that's included in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. By expressing the fact that he's Echad, I've included that B'yadcha afkidruchi because Hashem is everything. That means we're from him and we're going to go back to him. Hakol Shav Elav Yisparach. So that's the pshat. That's the second raya. That's the inyan. That's what's included in the words Hashem Echad. I think that's what the Rambam means when he says Oysa Emes Mipnei Shu Emes. Why am I doing the mitzvahs? What does it mean? Oysa Emes Mipnei Shu Emes. Mipnei Shu Emes means because this is reality. This is the ultimate reality that exists. There's nothing that's real except Hashem. Why? Because he's Hashem Echad. Because Ein Oid Muvadoi. Hashem Echad expresses the fact that he's the only real reality that exists. Is Mimelu, that's the pshat what the Rambam says, Oysa Emes Mipnei Shu Emes. Because this is the ultimate reality, is connecting to Hashem and fulfilling his mitzvahs. One time I gave a shir to a group of girls, and after the shir, a girl came over to me and asked if she could ask me a question. Said yes. So she said, "I don't love Hashem. What should I do about it?" Wow, that's a challenging question. Think what you would answer. I told her, of course you love Hashem. You maybe just don't realize it. You don't know what Avas Hashem is. I told her to learn the Maral, instead of Avas Hashem Perak Aleph, to learn it with someone that would understand it, could explain to her. She'll find out what Avas Hashem is. Of course you love Hashem. Because even if she doesn't have that warm, fuzzy feeling in her heart, but what is Avas Hashem? What does it mean? It means realizing he's what life is about. He's the ultimate reality of the world. She's not Michal Shabbos. She's davening. Why? Because she realizes the reality of Hashem's existence. That is Avas Hashem. There's different levels. Magalim lo razem me'at me'at. But that is Avas Hashem. That is Avas Hashem. Okay. So, we've learned what the inyan of Avas Hashem is, and Therefore, an oivet al, if we want to define now, what does it mean? That you're not supposed to be oivet al manas lekabel pras, but rather shalal manas lekabel pras. Dal manas lekabel pras, the Rambam tells us, is to be zochot ha-sachar, olam haza or olam haba. What's shalal manas lekabel pras? Oisa emes mipnei shehu emes. Which I explained with this maral, which means Hashem Echad, Ein Dover Zuloso, Rak Hashem Yisparach, Hu Echad Vein Zuloso. Hu Echad means He is everything. Okay, so now we know what the Avodah Shalom and Asla Kabel Pras is, and that is the Oved Me'ava, that's the Oved Me'ava Hashem. Now, there's more what to analyze in Divya Rambam here. First of all, at first glance it would seem to me that the Ramban is Chaylik. Why? The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has in the Rambam gives the list of Taryag Mitzvahs and Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, and the Ramban has a different listing, some of them are different, and he has in the back a list of Mitzvah Saseh Sheshachach HaRambam. One of them, Kayadu, is Birkas HaTorah, that the Rambam doesn't count and the Ramban does count, Mitzvah Tesvav, it's source number 6. And this is Lashon HaRamban explaining what Birkas HaTorah is. Shenitztavenu, lahodos l'shmo yisbarach b'chol eis shenikra b'toira, ala toiva g'doyla sha'asa lanu b'sitoi teiraso eleinu, right, so thank Hashem for giving us His Torah, vodianu amasim aratsuim l'fanav, shebehem nin chalchaya olam haba. Hashem told us what actions He desires, that through this we will get Olam Haba, and that's why we're thanking Hashem. So the mitzvah derives of thanking Hashem of Birkas HaTorah is to stand up and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you for guiding me, for teaching me Torah, because this way I know how to get Olam Haba. Whoa. That sounds to me a little bit like it's Manas L'Kabel Pras, in order to get Olam Haba. So at first glance, it would seem to be that this is a machlokas. Okay, it's allowed to be a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. But then I saw that we have a problem in the Rambam too. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, we saw till now Perek Yud. Now we'll see Hilchas Tshuva Perek Tes, which is the Perek before, source number 7. I'll just skip to the middle. Soon we're going to go back to the beginning of this halacha. But in the middle he says, he's talking about why in the psukim tell us all the sechar of mitzvahs and the onshim and olam hazeh. And he says that they all come in order to help a person to be osik b'torah. What the pasuk is saying, like in Vahayim Shamoa, all the sechar you get, or Kisavo, and then B'chukosai, all the sechar you get, why? Tell you, you won't need to deal your whole life in all the worldly matters. Wow, in order that you're going to get Olam Haba. And he talks about it in the next halacha also, in the end of that same halacha. Shetiv Pnuyim is talking about Torah Lassava, Kadei Shetizk L'chai Olam Haba, V'yitav Lach Lo'ilam Shekul Leitav. What's going on? In addition, the Rambam brings, at the end of Sefer Ava, there's a Nusach HaTfilah of the Rambam, and his nusach for the end of Ubal Tzion is a little bit different than our nusach. And this is his nusach, it's source number 8 here. Laman l'niga l'rik v'lon l'ilid l'abahala. Ken yehi ratzayn v'rachamim mulfanech Hashem ulokeinu shenichye lushmur chukecha ba'olam haza v'limois ha-mashiach kedei shenizke v'nirash toiv l'chayi ha'olam haba. Why are we asking this? Why is this the request that we're making if it's Shalei Lishma? So, this is already apparently a steer in the Rambam. Not easy to be Miyashev. I spoke to Yedidi Rav Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan Shlita, Raman Pachad Yitzchak, and he suggested the following answer, that the pshat is like this. Even according to the Rambam in Perek Yud, that says that doing in order to get Elam Haba is considered Shaloi Lishma, is considered Manas L'Kabel Pras, nevertheless, we need to take into account the fact that we're doing mitzvahs for Elam Haba, right? If we had only this world, only this lifetime, things would be inappropriate. Nothing makes sense. So, we are using Olam Haba as a guideline to know what the proper way to live is. So what the Rambam is saying is that we're doing mitzvahs to get Olam Haba. Neshev Kuri Lumad B'Chochma, the Lasis HaMitzvah Kedeshin is Gilchai Olam Haba, not that our only purpose is to get Olam Haba, but that our purpose is to do mitzvahs that will bring us to Olam Haba, because that indicates that the mitzvahs we're doing are the proper ones. Shenichya Lishmar Chukecha B'Olam Ha'azav L'Masa Mashiach Kedeshin Nitzke B'Nirash Teva Gilchai Olam Haba, the fulfillment of mitzvahs should be in such a way that the mitzvahs will bring us to Olam Haba. That's the proper way to do mitzvahs. That would be the Pshat Ramban also. The Einu Amasim Ratzim L'Fanav Shebehem Nimchru Chai Olam Haba. Not because we're thanking for Olam Haba, but we're thanking for the actions that bring to Olam Haba, because that's an indication of the actions being good and proper. Okay? For lack of a better Pshat, I'll go along with it. Fine? So, we're remaining that if I'm working for Olam Haba, for Sechar and Olam Hazar, even in Olam Haba, that's also considered Shalei Lishma. Although it is proper to do mitzvahs, it's proper to strive for mitzvahs that will bring me to Olam Haba. Okay. Now, we have more kashas, more issues, serious issues to contend with, still in analyzing the same shita. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis and Dalar Amud Aleph, it's also Gemara Bod and Bava Bas and Psachim, but we'll focus on the Sugin Rosh Hashanah. It says that Koresh was a good king originally, and then it's Hechmitz, he became bad. Ask the Gemara, Mi Hechmitz? Really? Did he become bad? V'aksiv u'machashchan is source number 9. U'machashchan u'fnei turn v'dichrin v'imrin la'lovan l'loka shmaya. He said that behemoths should be given to be made available for korbanos in Beis Hamikdash. Chintin melach hamaru mashach kamemar kanaydi Yerushalayim lave misyavlum yom dilo shalu. Give the kohanim as what they need from salt and wine and oil. So you see, he was a good guy. Answers the Gemara, no. Amalor Yitzchak Rebbe Mitunach, the Lohem Achrevin Yichaychen Lelaka Shmaim Matzul Lechaye Metalian Lechaye Malkol Benayi. He only did this Shalei Lishma. He did this in order to get a sechar. He said, I want them to be praying for my welfare. Ask the Gemara. It's not good. Uman Da Avir Hachi Laf Nal Yusei Vatanya Imer Selzul Lestak Bishul Shiyut Rubana Bishul Sheskev Al Chayil Amavar Is It Tzadik Gamur. The Gemara says that if someone gets stuck and he says, this money is put stuck in order that my sons should live, in order that I should get Olam Haba. That's a Schar Olam Haza and a Schar Olam Haba. Either one is Tzadik Gamur. So why do you say something bad about Koresh? Answers the Gemara, like Kasha can be so can be Avit Kechavim. For a Jew it's good. For Avit Kechavim it's not good. Rashi explains, because a Jew will give the money either way, and whether it goes, whether his son lives or dies, the money goes to tzedakah. Avi Kechavim, he has in mind, I'm going to give it, but only al das, that I will truly get the sechar. So we see al kolponim by Yisrael, it's fine to give tzedakah al menas yichye b'ni. That's a question. Now, there's another question, which is even more basic, and that is that we see many psukim in the Torah that tell us that you should do the mitzvahs seemingly in order to be mekabel pras. How do we deal with that? Now, these two kashas, the Maral asks in his Pirush Derech Chaim on Masechta Avos, on Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, on the Mishnah of Antigna Shisocha, And he asks, how do you say, Al tiu kavadim ha-mesham shem esrav ha-manas ha-kabal pras? The Torah says, l'man yitav lach, l'man yarichun yamecha, and selo zel tzaka, ha-manas shiach yibni. Reza tzadik gomur. Okay, so now, the Reza tzadik gomur, he answers, this is a very interesting shot. He says, yeah, giving money al-manas shiach yibni is not the greatest. Either Gemara says a raised tzaddik gomer. Okay, it's a tzaddik gomer, but it doesn't mean a tzaddik gomer gadol. It's a tzaddik gomer katan. He's a tzaddik gomer, but a little tzaddik, not a big tzaddik. He's a tzaddik gomer means there's no chisaron, but it's not proper. He's a tzaddik gomer katan. Okay. Now what do we do with the psukim? What do we do with the psukim? What do we do with the psukim that are full of it in the Torah? So, he gives two terutzim, and they're both fascinating. First terutz, he says, that tzaddik huafi moivet shiyah ben olam haba, v'atara dibra mizeh tzaddik, l'kachama, l'mani tavlach. Someone that gives a sela l'tzadik l'mnas shiyach yibni is a tzaddik gomor. True, not a big tzaddik, but he's a tzaddik. So the Torah is referring only to the lower level of tzaddik. It comes out, according to him, everything that the Torah says that you're going to get a sechar for all the mitzvahs that you're doing, v'ayim shema tishmo mitzvah yisayif v'nasatim ta'artzachem, is not the ultimate level. Really, you should be doing the mitzvahs not for that. You should be doing the mitzvahs aiming at a higher level. And the Torah is talking to a level B tzaddik. We'll call it he's talking to a tzaddik and not to a chassid. A chassid should really be even on an even higher level that all these psukim don't concern him. That's teretz number one. Which is a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Well, that the psukim themselves are not relating to a person that's on the ultimate level. It's a chiddush. Chat number two, he says, Efshel farish ain't a kosuv medaver shi'asa tachlus kavanasa ilatov dain wasachar. Fascinating. It's a very darkistic chiluk. But he says, you should be Oyvin Hashem. Why? Because you're Oyvin Hashem. Okay, the pasuk tells you that you're going to get sachar. Yeah, but you're not doing it for the sachar. You're doing it because Hashem said. Now, what about the sachar? Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, you get the sachar too, but you're not doing it for the sachar. And what the pasuk says, leman yitavlach, leman doesn't mean in order to get to, in order to. And he brings a proof, just like it says, leman spois harava. Leman spois harava satzmeya. Someone that's oivet aveira zara, leman spois harava satzmeya. It doesn't mean in order to do an aveira. It means it will do an aveira. So here also, leman yitavlach doesn't mean in order to get that toiva. It just means you will get it. Eilu divra maral. Nearly, that Divrei Maral, Hein Divrei HaRambam, the Maral in the second Teretz, was also indicated by the Rambam himself in a few short words. If we go back to source number 4, Tilchus Tshuva Perek Yod, Halacha Beis, he says, Ela oise ha-emes mipnei shehu emes, v'soif ha-toiv alovei biglala. So I'm not being malim ayin, I'm not overlooking the fact that I'll get toiva, but I'm not doing it for the toiva. I'm doing the emes because it's emes, the seif ha toiva lovi biglala. Good? Good. So that is the proper way. So now we have a pshat in what it means al manas l'kabel pras. What does it mean al manas l'kabel pras? Al manas l'kabel pras means that I'm supposed to be over Shlom and Asl Kabel Pras doesn't mean I'm not aware of the Sechar. It means I'm not doing it for the Sechar. Leman doesn't mean in order to. Leman means I will get there. I'm doing the Emes because it's Emes v'seif ha-toiv alavai. And Mimela, according to that, just to sharpen the difference between the two tzurutzim of the Maral. According to the second teretz, the pasuk that says ol inyanei sachar could be relating to the higher level tzaddik also, to the chassid that wants to be Eved Lishma. And it's telling him, listen, you're going to get all this also, but that's not the purpose of why you're doing it. Mashenkin, according to the first teretz, it's talk of the purpose. The purpose is in order to get the Venasati Mitaratzach and Beitai. And you're a tzaddik, but not a chassid. And that's what the Medrash Shmuel, one of the things he writes in source number 13, Linear de Mikar Kushilesa, etc. Baita Psachim Kama raised tzaddik gomer, but tzaddik miskari, chassid loy miskari. Umamar and Tignos have midas chassidus. So a person that gives Selah Letzdaka, Menas Shechin Yed Bnei, raised tzaddik gomer. He's a tzaddik, but not a chassid. Why? Because he's doing it on Nas Lekabel Pras. And that's not a chassid. Antigonus is saying you should be Eibach Lam Nasal Kabbal Pras in order to get to a higher level, which is that of being a chassid. Now, having said this, I think we can now understand the Marsha and give a svara in what the Marsha is saying. What does the Marsha say? When we go back to the Marsha that the Marsha asked, how could you say Bel Meshur Rabbeinu that he only did it to get Sechar Mitzvahs? Ask the Marsha. It's Oved al Manas l'kabel pras. Answered the Marsha, yeah. When is there a problem with Oved al Manas l'kabel pras? Only with something you're already chayav. But something that you're not chayav, so you could want to do it in order to get the Sechar. And he asked, what kind of a svar is this? Where did this chila come? What's the logic? What's the reasoning? So, based on what we said now, I think we can give a pretty good reasoning. We could say like this. Of course, the pshat is that a person always has to have his priorities straight. Like the Rambam says, why am I fulfilling the mitzvah? It's true Hashem told me that I'm going to get a lot of sachar, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because Hashem said. I'm doing it because it's emes. I'm doing it because I'm oved me'ava. Right? Ikra, or Lashon HaMaral, Ikra Avayda Shia Oved Hashem Bishvila Ava, V'lo Yasim Tachlisei Klal El HaSachar Magia, Rak Shasachar Nimshach Min Hashem Yisparach Na'atzmai. The Sachar will come, but you're not doing it for that. Is Mimele, the Pshat is, I have a mitzvah, I have to learn Torah. Now, I know that when I learn Torah, I'm going to get the tremendous Sachar for it, but, one second, the priorities, where's the set of values? Hashem said to learn Torah. So, it's proper to learn Torah because Hashem said, because that is so much more significant than the Sechar you're going to get. So even if you've not gotten Sechar, you should still be learning because Hashem said, Mimele, we'll say Pashat Asvar. When do we say this, that's not when Hashem said? But what if Hashem didn't say? Hashem didn't say. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to die in Eivre Yadin. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Not because Hashem said, because Hashem told them that don't go in. So why do you want to go in? Because he wanted Sechar. It's legitimate to want Sechar. I want to have Sechar. I want to have a good house. I want to eat things I enjoy. Mm-hmm. So I want to get Sechar Neilam Haz. I want to get Sechar Neilam Haba. It's not improper to desire that Sechar. But it's improper to have in mind that the reason I'm learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is because I want that Sechar, when there's something that is so much more significant which is relevant, and that is the fact that it's Dvar Hashem, and you have to be Oved Me'ava. But in an Oifen that you're not gonna have that Dvar Hashem, why? Because Hashem didn't command, so I want to put myself into that situation where I will have that mitzvah. Why do you want that? Because I want to get Sechar. Legitimate. I want to get Sechar. That's fine. And Mimela, according to the Svara, the way we developed it, according to the Rambam and the Maharal, L'chayra, we can have this understanding in the logic of the Marsha. Now, before we leave Shita Sarambam, Yesh Od Malavar B'Dvarav. There's a big question which is related closely to our sugya, though it's not our sugya mamish, and that is, why is Schar Mitzvahs, why is the Schar Velom Haba not mentioned in the Torah? One of the basics of Emunah, one of the Shlosh HaTzirikrim of the Rambam, Sefer Ikrim has three animamins, and one of them is Schar Vaynish and Elam Haba. Why does the Torah not talk about Elam Haba? Big question. Now, the Kli Yoker talks about it in Parshas Bechuv Koisai on the Pasuk Nisalachti B'Soichichem, he gives seven terusim. There's about this, the Maharal also deals with this in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Nun Zayin and Nun Ches. I want to analyze what the Kli Yachar says, first Teretz, because that relates directly to what we're talking about. It's in source number 14. So, Nisalachti B'Soichichem, he brings the Kasha, and he brings the terutzim, and he bought to be musadat them the kitzur, the kach dvarav. Hadeh ha'achas, the first teretz, who das Rambam? What's the das Rambam? Shekol eilu ha'yu'udim einam ikar sachar, v'chol arois v'atoivus sh'nizkru kan b'parsha zu medabim me'ini nasaras ha'moinim levad, v'ratzaloymar shim tishmer mitzvaysai asir mimcha kol moinim, kemachlis v'chalayim v'rav v'yogim b'am sh'duch alav z'shem b'loy shumonea. So, that's the Rambam, which is in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Tes, it is number 7 on our source sheet, that says that the purpose, the point of all the Sechar that the Torah says, is in order that we shouldn't have problems, difficulties in fulfilling the mitzvahs. Aval ikar Sechar shalolam hava eina nizkar kan, kidei shiyavad es boirei lishma v'loi machmas eschar hu oi miyira sa'inish ein b'seif ramada. Says the Kli Yachar, Aliba de Harambam, why is it that the Torah doesn't tell you about Olam Haba? Because the Torah doesn't want you to do the mitzvahs in order to get Olam Haba. The Torah wants you to do it L'shem Shemayim Shalom Anas L'Kabal Pras. And that's why the Torah doesn't talk about the Sechar of Olam Haba. Now, nearly, I'm presenting this as a, I'm going to say not like the Kli Yachar, I'm not chiluk on the Kli Yachar, I'm presenting this as a question, as an alternate way of learning. The Rambam never said the point that the Kli Yachar says. Meaning, the Kli Yachar says, why is it that the Torah doesn't talk about Sechar Olam Haba? Because the Torah was concerned that if you talk about Olam Haba, you would come to Chas V'Shalom thinking, okay, I want to do the mitzvahs in order to get Olam Haba. And that's Shaloi L'Shma, and that's why the Torah left that out. Now, if you read the Rambam, that's not what he says. All he says is the beginning of what the Kli Yachar is talking about, which is, why does the Torah talk about all the inyanim of Sechar Olam Haza? The Rambam says, you know why? Because it's going to help you out in doing the mitzvahs. But really, the point is just that we're going to be pony to do the mitzvahs to be Zayt L'Chai Olam Haba. But he never tells you here that the reason that the Torah doesn't write this is because then it would make you get to the stage of being Oved Almanas L'Kabal Pras. So that's an addition that the Kli Yachar adds Aliba de Harambam, but it's not Divrei Harambam. Now, having said that, leaping the Fakbek, is that really a problem, Aliba de Harambam? Because, let me ask you a question. Okay, we've analyzed, I'm saying now, Aliba de Rambam. The Rambam says, so why is the Torah say, Vayim Shemati Shmuel Mitzvaysai Nasati Mitar Arzachem? Why is the Torah talk about Olin Yanei Sechar? The reason is to tell you that you're going to get all this if you will do the mitzvahs properly. Okay, I hear. And then, what is it that the Torah says as a Einesh? Why? Because then it's telling you that you're going to have all these bad things and you're going to have difficulty in doing the mitzvahs. Now, am I to understand that this is not supposed to be an incentive? You mean, the Torah is just telling this to me as a matter-of-fact statement, just for my general knowledge, that I should know that if I do the mitzvahs, you should know you're going to have rain, and you have the brachas. If you can do a veris, you should know there's going to be no rain, and you're going to have einish. But Not because there's going to be an incentive to do the mitzvahs. Really? Lo yitachen. Lo yala ladas. Avada, it's davar pashut that when the Torah is telling you that v'satam avadatel Elohim acherim mishtach bisen lehem v'charaf Hashem v'chem atzas ha-shamayim, it's to warn you that you should know, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Don't do it. And therefore, on the tzad of time, avad, it's an incentive. Why? Because the Torah knows that a person wants and desires good things. And that's what the Rambam says. If we go back to Perek Tetz Halacha Aleph, towards the end, he says, Nimtza pirush kolos an abrachos v'aklolos al derech zu. Klamar, im avadetem es Hashem besimcha u'shmartem darko, mashpia lechem abrachos te'elu u'marchak aklolos mikem. If you do the mitzvahs properly in besimcha, you're going to get all the brachas. Kedei shetizku l'chai olam haba, v'yitav l'cha l'olam shekulei toiv, v'tarich yomim l'olam shekulei oroich. Now listen to the next phrase. V'nimteisim zochen l'shnei olamos, l'chaim toivim v'olam haza, hamavim l'chai olam haba. And you're going to get a good life in both worlds, olam haza and olam haba. Wow, beautiful. So he's not saying that the Torah is only giving it to you as informational, that you should know this is going to be the consequence of a mitzvah and a verah, but not chas v'shalom, that this is an incentive. No, that's not true. The Torah is perfectly entitled to give this as an incentive and say, listen, if you do the mitzvahs, you're going to get chachar, and you're going to get rain, but all the Rambam is saying is you shouldn't think that what the Torah says you're going to get rain is this a seifa chachar. Wow, you're going to get rain, that's it. No, you're going to get rain, and therefore you're going to have to win, therefore you're going to be able to be fulfilling mitzvahs, and you're going to get Olam Haba, and therefore you're going to get Shnei Olamos, Olam Haza and Olam Haba. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it's clear that it's not a chisaron to use the pras as an incentive. I'm allowed to use it as an incentive, it's fine. And that's why the Torah wrote that you're going to get rain, in order to be an incentive. Just, he's emphasizing, it's not that this is the incentive that you're going to get Olam Haza only and that's it. No, you're going to get Olam Haza, it'll bring you to Olam Haba. But you're allowed to have incentives. That's not a pgam in the fact that I'm being Eider Hashem Lishma. And therefore what the Kli Yoker explains, Aliba de Rambam, that the Torah didn't write about Olam Haba because it would detract from the incentive, L'chayra doesn't fit well according to the Hezbollah saying. Because according to the Hezbollah saying, you know what? You're supposed to end up doing the seifa a toiva lovei beglala, and I'm allowed to want that toiva. Ukedivrei hamarsha here in Seifa Yedalit, that I'm allowed to want that toiva, and therefore it's a legitimate incentive, and therefore it that's not a reason to not tell me about tzchar olam haba, because then you're going to end up doing shelo lishma, because you could still do it lishma. Isamis peshu emes the seifa toiva lovei beglala. Okay, now, I want to be makatsa a little bit, so let me just jumpstart a little bit, just to lechayra another shita. So we explained at length the shita sarambam and the shita samaral, that really oved me'ava means, oved al menas l'kabel pras. Again, the proper way is Shalom and Asla Kabul Pras, and that's Oivet Me'ava, and that's Torah Lishma, and that is totally not for Oilam Haza or Oilam Haba, just because loving Hashem, Oisa Emes Bipneshu Emes, Hashem Echad, that's all there is about it. However, L'chayra Nira, that this sheet is not L'chul Yalma. Now, I can bring from Rashi in Tehillim Perikov, it's source 12 on the sheet, it's from Mizmor Sada Riyul Hashem Kol Aretz. Over there it says, Ivdus Hashem Besimcha, Bobufan of Gernana. Everyone knows the pasuk, Ivdus Hashem Besimcha. Says Rashi like this, Ivdus Hashem Besimcha v'chol kach lama, D'u ki Hashem hu ha'elokim, kishemishalim sechar pe'ulaschem. Ava loiv David Azar, en l'lavar besimcha, she'en mishalim sechar. So, Rashi is saying, why is Ivdus Hashem besimcha? Because through why simcha duki Hashem ulakim? Because he will pay your sechar. It seems to be indicating from Rashi that the sechar is a legitimate reason to be Oved Hashem b'simcha as a proper mahalach. Now, Epshel Lidchais, possibly, that's not necessarily a steer to the Rambam. Why? Because maybe Rashi is going only like the first parts of the Maral, that he says that the psukim aren't targeted at the top line, at the chassid. The psukim are targeted at sub bet, at the tzaddik. But there's another Rashi, it's not on the source sheet, but it's in Rashi in Pirkei Avos on this Mishnah. Says, Alfi Kavadim Amasham Shemasarav Amnaskal Pras, Shelo Tomar Akayim Mitzvas Boiri, Kedei Shiyaspik Li Kol Tzrochai. Don't say I'll do the mitzvahs in order that Hashem should fulfill all my needs. Ela Avoid Me'ava, Lefi She'en Sechar Mitzvahs Be'olam Haza. It would seem to indicate that the problem of Oyden Amanas Kabal Pras is only for someone that is doing for a toiva of Olam Hazeh. And if I'm doing it kedei to be zocha l'Olam Haba, so it's not considered Shalom Amanas Kabal Pras. And possibly that's also the sheet of the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs that we brought before from Source 6. But the Yanu Amasim Eretzuim Lefanav Shebehem Nimchul Chai Olam Haba. Right? That Kipshutay Al Kulpanim, it's the Loika Rambam that says that such a thing is considered Almanas L'Kabal Pras. So you see in Rashi here, that in Rashi in Pirkei Avos very clearly that Almanas L'Kabal Pras means to get a Sechar in Olam Haza, and that's where the problem is. What's your opinion?
Okay, we're here at this modern moshav, which carries the name of Eshtarol. Eshtarol appears, as we soon see, in Tanakh in a couple of places, and we're going to try to locate it. With the story of Shimshon, the first episode with the Malach telling Noach and his wife that they're going to have a child, it concludes, V'tochel Ruach Hashem l'famo v'mach ha'nidon, bein Tzara u'bein Eshtarol. It mentions two towns, Tzara and Eshtarol. Tzara is the birthplace of Shimshon, and Eshtarol is a place nearby. And this is why in Tzara. At first, the territory of Yehuda, Rav, it mentions cities that shaved Yehuda in the Shfela, which is the land where we are over here. It mentions Eshtarol, the Tzara, the two in Pesach Lamed Gimel. Later on, though, in Perek Yutes, where it mentions the area that Shevet Dan got, Vayi Gvul Nachlosam, Tzarah Veshtol V'ir Shamash. It mentions the boundaries, Tzarah, Eshtol, and Ir Shamash, which is most probably Beit Shemesh. So, the